Okay, let's see. Sue's calling us from Edmonds. Hi, Sue.
Hi. I have a question on methylation. I was tested at Life Extension, and I have both bad genetically, whatever. I cannot methylate folic acid into folicin, right?
And, well, actually, ma'am, that's a slight misexplanation on purpose. Folic acid does not occur in nature. It doesn't. That's in my next newsletter with how you can go look it up, that folic acid does not occur in nature. It's synthetic. It was made by a pharmaceutical company back in the early 1940s, and they hung a patent on it because most people, they did that because they could sell a lot because most people can methylate folic acid, but it's not natural. Now, there's a few of us who cannot methylate folic acid. So what we need to do is we need to go to our health food store, the Toma dispensary, wherever we go, the compounding pharmacy, and look for a product called methylfolate. Methylfolate. And that's the one. Folate occurs in nature, and it's already methylated, so get around your problem.
All right. And the biggest problem for me is I love standard processed products. And for years, I took so many of those. But their form of B6 is pyridoxine hydrochloride.
I understand, ma'am.
Now, isn't that a problem for me?
No, ma'am, it's not. But it's a problem for all of us as we get older. As we get older, nature just does this. What are we going to do? We don't activate vitamin B6 as well as we did when we were younger. Something about our body chemistry changes a little, and nobody figured out what it is. Now, when we were younger, that pyridoxine hydrochloride, our bodies would say, oh, cool, let's turn this into pyridoxal phosphate before it goes to work, and they did. Well, now there's companies that are onto this, and your local store, wherever you go, or the Toma dispensary, or wherever you go, your compounding pharmacy, they all have a product called P5P, which stands for pyridoxal 5-phosphate, which is the active form already. So we don't have to worry about activating it.
Okay. Well, if I take a lot of the standard processes with the bad form, the pyridoxine hydrochloride, is that toxic to my body? Does it do damage?
It doesn't do damage, ma'am. It causes neuropathy when people use a lot of it. Neuropathy just means that the nerves can't conduct a signal and they feel weird. So anyway, I would not be taking a lot of pyridoxine. Actually, from the so-called medical literature, which is not Shakespeare, 30 years ago, there are many cases reported of pyridoxine-caused neuropathy from the people who couldn't turn into P5P, ma'am. So anyway.
Yes, because I get terrible leg cramps.
Well, you don't want to be using it. We all reach a certain age where we have to have the activated stuff, ma'am.
I see. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling and getting the word out to everybody about this. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. Bye.